with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The HHS Inspector General says Medicaid incorrectly paid out millions of dollars to people who are deceased. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to health care providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services. But the department's Office of Inspector General said it expects a new provision in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill requiring states to audit their Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's death master file may help reduce these improper payments in the future. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Republican Senator Ben Sasse has terminal cancer, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former lawmaker from Nebraska announced that he's been diagnosed with advanced pancreatic cancer. Sasse, who is 53 years old, wrote a bleak social media post saying he is gonna die. But he also said, quote, "I'm not going down without a fight." Sasse was first elected to the Senate in 2014 and won re-election in 2020, before resigning in 2023 to serve as president of the University of Florida. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pennsylvania's governor says an explosion at a nursing home just outside Philadelphia killed at least two people. The explosion Tuesday collapsed a part of the building and happened just as a utility crew had been on site at Bristol Health and Rehab Center in Bristol Township looking for a gas leak. The extent of the casualties was unclear several hours later. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 79 points today. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
While most Christians celebrate Christmas this Thursday on December 25th, some Eastern Orthodox traditions will mark the holy day on January 7th. That's because they follow the ancient Julian calendar, which runs 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar, used by Catholic and Protestant churches, as well as by much of the secular world. In fact, the exact date and month of Jesus' birth are unknown. This is SRN News. Nearly 6 months after a devastating flood killed 25 girls and two counselors at Camp Mystic in Texas, the camp will begin enrolling new campers next month.
The decision is dividing families who have sent their youngsters there. Fast rising waters swept away two cabins next to a river over the July 4th weekend. The campers, who are expected to start arriving in May, will bunk on higher ground. Some families say their daughter's return to Camp Mystic will be a key step in their healing. But others who lost their daughters in the flood say the decision to reopen is insensitive. Rich Thomason reporting.
A gunman shot and killed a Delaware state trooper inside a DMV near Wilmington on Tuesday. The trooper pushed a nearby DMV employee to safety before being shot again. The gunman was then confronted and killed by a police officer. More details at SRNnews.com.